We start hour number two by talking some Tampa Bay Rays baseball. We're joined by a starting pitcher for them. 7 innings and 2 runs in Tuesday's 4-2 win over Baltimore. He is out extremely quickly. 4-0, an ERA of 1.13, 24 strikeouts on the year. He's tied for the Major League lead in wins and winning percentage. He leads the American League in ERA. Tampa Bay is 14-4. They're in first in the AL East. They're at home against Baltimore tonight. That's a 7:10 p.m. Eastern start. Tyler Glasnow is my guest. Tyler, good to have you on. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you. So you're off to a huge start, as I mentioned. You've got 4 wins. You have allowed only 3 earned runs on the season. You're dominating. The team's in first place in the East. How is life for you right about now?
Good. I mean, it's a long season, so I think it's a good time to kind of step back and just realize, like, you know, I got like 28-plus starts left, so I'm just trying to, as cliche as it sounds, just definitely like take it one day at a time and not get too far ahead of myself and just keep on my routine.
All right, I understand that. Now, in your first 3 starts of the year, you allowed just that 1 earned run. Tuesday, Baltimore gets a few hits off you early on, and then you allowed just 1 hit in your final 4 2/3 innings. You retired 10 straight. How pleased were you with the way you handled that adversity and just kept attacking?
Yeah, good. I mean, not every game you're going to have your best stuff. I threw some pretty good breaking balls in the dirt, and they weren't swinging at it for whatever reason. But I think days like that where they're seeing it well and just putting the bat on the ball pretty well, it's definitely more important to just lock in and kind of deal with what you have that day and just get into that attack mentality for sure.
Tyler Glasnow joining us. All right, so I hear what you're saying about it being a long year. You've been a huge part to a great start for the team, but the thinking coming in and around baseball was the AL East was going to be a battle between Boston and New York, and here you guys are in first place. You've got a 5.5-game lead. Again, I understand that it's early, but what's the vibe like around that team right now?
I mean, everyone's clicking. I think depending on who you talk to, too. Like, if you were to come and talk to our team in the beginning of the year, I think everyone would say, like, well, I mean, we're going to compete for number one for sure. Like, the confidence in our clubhouse is really high right now. Everyone just kind of playing for one another, and I think that's probably the best formula for a winning team. So, I mean, the overall atmosphere, though, is definitely optimistic, and guys are looking forward to coming to the ballpark every day, and it's just been, like, a lot of fun. The way it's run and just everything about it has been pretty relaxed, and we're all just kind of going out there and just playing for one another.
That's how it's got to be. Tyler Glasnow joining us. Now let's go way back before your days at Hart High School out here in California. In fact, your mother was a college gymnast and a gymnastics coach. Your dad's always getting after it athletically. Your older brother Ted was an all-conference decathlete at Notre Dame. It's a really athletic household. What was life like growing up?
I mean, it was just sports all the time. I mean, me and my brother would, like, compete when we were little all the time. He's 2 years older than I am, so he was always kind of pushing me to be better. And we were always just in some sort of sport, though, and always doing something. We weren't a very, like, lazy household. I was never really inside a lot. It was just a lot of kind of outdoor activity and just competition.
So one of those houses, like, I mean, it's a totally different time, but when I was growing up, my old man would be like, man, get your ass out of the house. Go outside. Like, you can't be in the house, right?
No, I mean, like, especially as I got older in, like, the teenage years, and I was just, like, I kind of got into video games a little bit, and I was, like, big into, like, PC games, and I always just remember my parents, like, what are you doing? Like, why are you in the house right now playing computer games, and you should be outside doing stuff? So they were always trying to encourage me to just go out and do stuff. And I was always in sports, so it was pretty hard to just sit around and do nothing. But, I mean, I had my balance of both for sure. But it was mostly just going out and doing stuff.
And then you realize it better just to be outside than have to incur the wrath and listen to get outside. So you played at Hart High School, which is a powerhouse program. And as a junior, you were throwing in the mid-80s. And then some colleges start to pay some attention to you. But a lot of them were saying, let's just see what happens. Then you're a senior, and the University of Portland comes around, and they're serious. So what was that time like?
So, yeah, that was actually, like, my junior year. I was throwing, like, mid-80s. You know, there was a couple teams that came and scouted me and were like, hey, let's wait and see how you do your senior year. But University of Portland gave me an offer my junior year, and I was like, all right, I'm just going to sign. Like, I don't want the pressure of, like, having to do well my senior year. Like, I'm just going to go D1, whatever. Like, that's cool. I'm going to sign to Portland and just have fun my senior year. And then I got, like, a pretty big velo jump, and then a lot of teams were like, what happened? And I already signed my letter and everything, so I wasn't going to back out of that, so that was probably, like, the biggest reason that I went pro. But they had a good program, like, really good coaches and stuff, but I just think I kind of progressed a bit, and I wanted to go get that, like, pro ball coaching.
Well, that's what happened your senior year, right? You grow into your body, you get a little more, and you get that velo jump, then you start to get attention from bigger programs, and then all of a sudden you're drafted by the Pirates in the fifth round. What was that experience like?
That, yeah, it was insane, man. I heard, like, rounds 2 to 5, and I was actually, weirdly enough, sleeping during the draft. It was like 11, and I really didn't think too much about it. I was like, I'm not going to worry about it. If it happens, it happens. And then my mom, like, ran into my room and woke me up, and was like, oh, my God, like, first round. And she was, like, freaking out, and it was cool. And I called up some of my friends, and it was just it was a really nice experience. I can still recall pretty vividly, so it was great.
It's a great story. Tyler Glass now joining us. You know, it's always interesting when you move up to the next level, right? But if you break it down even further, what were you like as a pitcher when you were drafted? For example, at that point, how much weightlifting had you done? How much had you really thought about the details of your mechanics?
I'd say, like, I got pretty serious about it maybe, like, around senior year of high school. I think, like, once the draft and everything was, that's really, like, sparked some, like, a fire under me. And I've always had, like, a really good work ethic, especially since pro ball. And I think the biggest thing I needed to learn was how to work smart, not work hard. I was always, like, doing something maybe probably a little too extra, and I started to realize that there's definitely, like, a formula. There's a nice little balance there. So I think as I got older, that became easier to understand. But as far as what I was like when I first came in, I was just, the super gangly, goofy dude that just tried to throw really hard, which, not much has changed, but it's a little bit different. I put a little more muscle on and have obviously more of an idea of what I'm doing now. But, yeah, I look back at those times, and it was definitely some good times, and I've learned a lot from there, so from that time anyway, so it's kind of cool to look back on.
Dude, I don't know about that part about super gangly and super goofy. I've seen that backflip. All right, a standing backflip for anybody is hard enough, but I'd argue for somebody who's listed at 6'8", it should be near impossible. What's the backstory on the backflip? Have you always done that, or is that something you picked up later in life?
So I had a trampoline growing up, and I had, like, a pretty crazy group of friends that would, like, come over, and I learned how to do, like, backflips and stuff on the trampoline. And then one day I went to, I think it was in, like, 15 or 16 or something. I was in Mexico in the off season, and I was with a bunch of my family and friends, and I was, like, maybe one or two beers deep, and then I was like, oh, I could probably backflip. And we were in, like, the ocean, like, halfway up, like, on my knees, and I tried it, and I landed it, and I was like, well, if I can do it in the water, I can probably do it on the sand. And then I did it there, and I was like, oh, okay, I guess I know how to do a backflip, so.
Dude, how good did that feel? Well, or do you not remember? What was it like when you nailed that thing for the first time?
Hammered or anything. No, it felt good. I mean, it was cool. Like, not very practical. Like, it's not like a big life skill, but it's definitely, it was cool to pull off.
Dude, who was more proud, your mom or your dad? Your mom the gymnastics coach or your dad?
I don't think either of them. I think they were like, how about you stop backflipping? I was like, all right, probably a good idea.
I see you working. Also, you've been known to play a little online chess. When did that start? How good of a chess player are you?
It started, my mom put me in chess club when I was in elementary school. Like, I think I started in, like, first or second grade, and I just, like, found a love for it really, really fast. And I got away from it, obviously, like, after elementary school. I didn't play at all, and then I picked it back up. I think it was in 16 when we went to Cincinnati. They had, like, a chess board in the clubhouse, and my brother plays chess too, and I just played a game, and it kind of, like, re-sparked the love for it. So it's really just kind of, like, I'm not a video game guy. Like, I can't, like, sit there and play video games for a long time, so chess is kind of like my escape, like in between, like, shag and stuff like that. And then, like, when I go home, it's like I kind of just in the morning to just kind of lock in a little bit. But I'm decent. I guess it depends on who you're comparing me to. But, like, when I lived in New York, I would go to West 4th and, like, play those guys in the park, and they're a lot better than me. So, like, on that scale, I'm not that good. But for, I think, in terms of, like, society, maybe I'm like pretty decent.
Dude, what are those guys like in the park? Are they talking junk? Are they totally cerebral? Does nobody say anything? What are those games like?
It's honestly, like, it's such a different, there's so many different personalities. Like, it's almost like a baseball clubhouse. Like, there's a lot of them are, like, homeless and just geniuses, and they just, like, you have no chance. But some of them are just out there, like, and they're all really good, and a lot of them will just, like, talk smack and, like, get you to, because you have to pay for the games, basically. Like, it's, like, $5 a game or whatever you agree to before, and then they usually always beat you. But I've had a couple, I've beaten a few of them a few times. None of, like, the savants or anything, but it's just cool. It's like a competition atmosphere, and it's a good way to blow off time. It's also a good way to lose $25 to $30 pretty fast. So
I was going to say, I was going to say, what are the biggest stakes you've played for? And is there like pickup chess? Are there local runs? Is New York chess different than California chess? I mean, shoot, why are we talking baseball? This is way better.
I've only really played New York, and that's just always just there's like Central Park you can go play. There's always people there, and then West 4th is like my favorite spot. I lived like close to there in the off season, so I would just walk over. But it was for me, it was like mostly not about like winning money. Obviously, it was just more so of like learning. And those guys are so good that you can learn, and a lot of them too. Like they'll be like, "All right, give me $5 extra, and I'll give you like a little lesson." It's definitely a hustle. Like that's all they do for money and stuff. So I mean, it was definitely a good deal. I think you can learn a good amount going and playing against those guys.
Oh, you know it's a hustle. Dude, do these guys know who you are? They're like, oh, yeah, here comes that best pitcher in the American League right now.
Nah, dude, not at all. This is more so like last year, too. And then I feel like when we go to New York, like not many people know the Rays players and whatnot. But, yeah, I just kind of – if they ask what I do, I'll tell them. But most of the time, I just kind of – I'm just there.
We stop talking about this? You're going to blow my cover. Last thought, like your mom, did your mom put you into that because she thought that would be a good use of your time? Or was she already working like the mental aspects of you being an athlete? Like why did your mom put you into chess in first grade?
Probably just to keep me occupied from doing. It was after school and it was just my brother was into it too. And I kind of just did whatever my brother did. And I don't know. I haven't really talked to her about it. I wonder why she put me in. I don't know like the core reasons behind it, but I would have to say probably just to like she put me in everything. Like I did every sport imaginable. Like I did a bunch of extracurricular stuff, and she was always like she was just a big fan of me. Like I don't know, occupying my time in like a good way as opposed to just kind of doing nothing. So I'm really glad she put me in chess, though. It definitely sparked a love for it.
She sounds awesome. Who's more fierce, moms or pops?
Oh, pops for sure. Well, okay, that's not true. Like my dad is probably the silliest, goofiest, happiest person alive. Like. But he, I mean, when it was growing up, obviously, like, he was the enforcer. Like, he's a dude that you're terrified of. And he, I mean, they both were good, though. They're both, like, really strict, and they wanted the best out of us. And I've always had a really good relationship with my parents. And, I mean, yeah, they did a good job with me and my brother. So I'm very thankful for having a good family.
Last thought. I'm trying to let you go, but that's really interesting because I've got two kids now. One's about to go to college and one's 14. And my wife and I talk about this a lot. And early on when I would bad cop the kids, because that's your job as dad, my wife would say to me, you know, they're going to resent you. I'm like, no, they're going to respect me. So when your dad was tough, and by the way, I was always afraid of my dad too, and I'm better for it now. He never did anything to me, but he didn't have to. Did you resent it or did you always respect it when Pops was tough?
Oh, no. I mean, I loved it. He was never like, he was just, it was more, he was just scary in his words. Like, I always, especially looking back at it, like, I'm so thankful for it. Like, I'm really glad some of the stuff I did, obviously, like, if they were just like, well, whatever, like, not a big deal. Like, I don't think that would have been the best idea. But I respect my parents more than probably anyone in the world. So looking back on it, they did a lot of things that I'm very thankful for. But, yeah. They're amazing people and parents.
They hell of a job, right? You're 4-0, 1.13 ERA, 24 strikeouts on the year. Tampa Bay is in first in the AL East, 14-4, and they're at home against Baltimore. Tyler, really good job. Great to have you on the show. It's a great Jungle debut. I appreciate you. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate it.
That was fun. Thank you. Tyler Glasnow, really good pitcher. And he is 4-0, leads the major league in wins and winning percentage. And he said, look, if you had asked us early on, we thought we'd be good. Everybody's focused on the Red Sox and the Yankees. We knew we had something here. And they're out quickly. So my thanks to him and the Rays. I love that notion of pickup chess. He's got some local games in Central Park. He said it's a hustle now. For an extra $5, I'll teach you something. That was great. Okay, so we're open now until hour number 3.